Public Speaking, The Virtual Text. By Michael W. Hanna, James L. Applegate. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Public Speaking, The Virtual Text by Michael W. Hanna and James L. Applegate is a comprehensive guide to public speaking. It covers the fundamentals of public speaking, from the basics of speech preparation to the delivery of the speech. It also provides guidance on how to use technology to enhance the presentation of a speech. The book begins by discussing the importance of public speaking and the various types of speeches. It then covers the basics of speech preparation, including researching the topic, organizing the speech, and writing the speech. It also provides guidance on how to use visual aids and other technology to enhance the presentation. The book then moves on to the delivery of the speech. It covers the basics of delivery, such as body language, vocal delivery, and eye contact. It also provides guidance on how to use technology to enhance the delivery of the speech. It covers topics such as using PowerPoint, video, and audio to enhance the presentation. The book also provides guidance on how to handle questions and feedback from the audience. It covers topics such as how to respond to difficult questions and how to handle criticism. It also provides guidance on how to use technology to enhance the audience's experience. Finally, the book provides guidance on how to evaluate the success of a speech. It covers topics such as how to measure the success of a speech and how to use technology to evaluate the success of a speech. Public Speaking, The Virtual Text is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their public speaking skills. It provides comprehensive guidance on the fundamentals of public speaking, from the basics of speech preparation to the delivery of the speech. It also provides guidance on how to use technology to enhance the presentation and delivery of the speech. It is an essential resource for anyone looking to become a better public speaker. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Know your audience. It is important to understand the audience you are speaking to in order to tailor your message and delivery to their needs. Knowing the audience will help you to better engage them and ensure that your message is received. Main idea number 2. Prepare your speech. Preparation is key to a successful speech. Take the time to research your topic, create an outline, and practice your delivery. This will help you to feel more confident and organized when delivering your speech. Main idea number 3. Use visual aids. Visual aids can be a great way to engage your audience and help them to better understand your message. Use visuals such as slides, videos, and props to help illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. Main idea number 4. Establish credibility. Establishing credibility with your audience is essential to gaining their trust and respect. Use personal stories, facts, and statistics to demonstrate your knowledge and expertise on the topic. Main idea number 5. Use appropriate language. Choose language that is appropriate for your audience. Avoid jargon and technical terms that may be unfamiliar to them. Use language that is clear and concise to ensure that your message is understood. Main idea number 6. Use vocal variety. Varying your vocal delivery can help to keep your audience engaged. Use pauses, changes in volume, and inflection to emphasize key points and keep your audience interested. Main idea number 7. Use body language. Body language is an important part of public speaking. Use gestures, facial expressions, and posture to emphasize your message and engage your audience. Main idea number 8. Use humor. Humor can be a great way to engage your audience and keep them interested. Use appropriate jokes and anecdotes to lighten the mood and make your speech more enjoyable. Main idea number 9. Use storytelling. Storytelling is a powerful tool for public speaking. Use stories to illustrate your points and help your audience to better understand your message. Main idea number 10. Use questions. Asking questions can be a great way to engage your audience and get them involved in your speech. Ask questions to get feedback and to help your audience to better understand your message. Main idea number 11. Use transitions. Transitions are important for keeping your speech organized and flowing smoothly. Use transitions to move from one point to the next and to help your audience follow your message. Main idea number 12. Use repetition. Repetition can be a great way to emphasize key points and ensure that your message is remembered. Repeat key words and phrases to help your audience remember your message. Main idea number 13. Use quotations. Quotations can be a great way to add credibility to your speech. Use quotes from experts to illustrate your points and demonstrate your knowledge on the topic. Main idea number 14. Use examples. Examples can be a great way to illustrate your points and help your audience to better understand your message. Use real-life examples to make your points more relatable and memorable. Main idea number 15. Use silence. Silence can be a powerful tool for public speaking. Use pauses to emphasize key points and to give your audience time to reflect on your message. Main idea number 16. Use technology. Technology can be a great way to engage your audience and make your speech more interesting. Use technology such as slides, videos, and audio clips to illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. Main idea number 17. Use visual imagery. Visual imagery can be a great way to engage your audience and help them to better understand your message. Use vivid descriptions and metaphors to help your audience visualize your message. Main idea number 18. Use movement. Movement can be a great way to engage your audience and keep them interested. Use movement such as walking around the stage or gesturing to emphasize your points and keep your audience engaged. Main idea number 19. Use eye contact. Eye contact is an important part of public speaking. Use eye contact to connect with your audience and to demonstrate your confidence and enthusiasm. Main idea number 20. Use silence to end your speech. Silence can be a powerful way to end your speech. Use a few moments of silence to emphasize your final point and to give your audience time to reflect on your message. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Know your audience is an important concept when it comes to public speaking. It is essential to understand the audience you are speaking to in order to ensure that your message is received and understood. Knowing the audience will help you to tailor your message and delivery to their needs. This includes understanding their background, interests, and expectations. It is also important to consider the size of the audience and the environment in which you are speaking. By taking the time to get to know your audience, you can better engage them and ensure that your message is heard. You can use this knowledge to create a more effective presentation that resonates with the audience. You can also use this knowledge to adjust your delivery style to better suit the audience. For example, if you are speaking to a group of professionals, you may want to use a more formal tone and style. On the other hand, if you are speaking to a group of students, you may want to use a more casual and conversational tone. Overall, it is important to remember to always know your audience when preparing for a public speaking engagement. Taking the time to understand the audience will help you to create a more effective presentation and ensure that your message is heard. Main idea number 2. Preparing your speech is essential for delivering a successful presentation. Taking the time to research your topic, create an outline, and practice your delivery will help you to feel more confident and organized when delivering your speech. Researching your topic will help you to gain a better understanding of the subject and provide you with the necessary information to create a well-structured speech. Creating an outline will help you to organize your thoughts and ensure that your speech flows logically. Practicing your delivery will help you to become more comfortable with the material and ensure that you are able to deliver your speech with confidence. By taking the time to prepare your speech, you will be able to deliver a successful presentation. Main idea number 3. Visual aids can be a great way to engage your audience and help them to better understand your message. Using visuals such as slides, videos, and props can help to illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. Visual aids can also help to break up the monotony of a long speech and provide a visual representation of the ideas you are trying to convey. When using visual aids, it is important to make sure that they are relevant to the topic and that they are easy to understand. Make sure that the visuals are clear and concise, and that they are not too distracting. Additionally, it is important to practice using the visuals before the presentation so that you are comfortable with them and can use them effectively. Visual aids can be a great way to make your presentation more engaging and memorable. By using visuals, you can help your audience to better understand your message and keep them interested in what you have to say. Main idea number 4. Establishing credibility with your audience is essential to gaining their trust and respect. To do this, you must demonstrate your knowledge and expertise on the topic. One way to do this is to use personal stories, facts, and statistics to back up your points. For example, if you are giving a presentation on the importance of exercise, you could share a personal story about how exercise has improved your life. You could also provide facts and statistics about the health benefits of exercise. This will help your audience to see that you are knowledgeable and credible on the topic. Another way to establish credibility is to cite sources. If you are using information from a book, article, or website, make sure to cite the source. This will show your audience that you have done your research and that the information you are providing is reliable. Additionally, you can use quotes from experts in the field to further demonstrate your knowledge and expertise. Establishing credibility with your audience is an important part of public speaking. By using personal stories, facts, and statistics, citing sources, and quoting experts, you can demonstrate your knowledge and expertise on the topic and gain the trust and respect of your audience. Main idea number 5. When communicating an idea, it is important to choose language that is appropriate for your audience. This means avoiding jargon and technical terms that may be unfamiliar to them. Instead, use language that is clear and concise to ensure that your message is understood. This will help to ensure that your audience is able to comprehend the idea that you are trying to convey. Additionally, using language that is appropriate for your audience will help to create a connection between you and them, as they will be able to relate to the words that you are using. In order to ensure that you are using appropriate language, it is important to consider the context of the situation. Think about who your audience is and what their level of understanding is. This will help you to determine the type of language that is most suitable for them. Additionally, it is important to consider the purpose of your communication. If you are trying to explain a complex concept, you may need to use more technical language than if you are simply trying to make a point. By using language that is appropriate for your audience, you will be able to effectively communicate your ideas and ensure that your message is understood. This will help to create a connection between you and your audience, as they will be able to relate to the words that you are using. Additionally, it will help to ensure that your message is conveyed in a way that is clear and concise. Main idea number 6. Using vocal variety is an important tool for engaging your audience. Pauses, changes in volume, and inflection can help to emphasize key points and keep your audience interested. For example, if you are discussing a particularly important point, you can pause for a few seconds to allow your audience to take in the information. You can also use changes in volume to emphasize certain words or phrases. Finally, using inflection can help to add emotion to your speech and make it more engaging. Using vocal variety can also help to keep your audience from becoming bored. If you use the same tone and volume throughout your speech, your audience may become disengaged. By varying your vocal delivery, you can keep your audience interested and engaged. Finally, using vocal variety can help to make your speech more memorable. If you use pauses, changes in volume, and inflection to emphasize key points, your audience will be more likely to remember the information you are presenting. Main idea number 7. Body language is an important part of public speaking. It can be used to emphasize your message and engage your audience. Gestures, facial expressions, and posture can all be used to convey your message in a powerful way. For example, using your hands to gesture while speaking can help to emphasize a point or draw attention to a particular idea. Facial expressions can also be used to show emotion and create a connection with your audience. Finally, posture can be used to show confidence and create a sense of authority. Using body language effectively can help to make your public speaking more engaging and memorable. It can also help to make your message more impactful and help your audience to better understand your ideas. When used correctly, body language can be a powerful tool for public speaking. Main idea number 8. Humor can be a great way to engage your audience and keep them interested. It can help break the ice and make your speech more enjoyable. When using humor, it's important to make sure it's appropriate for the occasion and audience. Jokes and anecdotes can be a great way to lighten the mood and make your speech more memorable. Humor can also be used to emphasize a point or illustrate a concept. For example, you could use a funny story to illustrate the importance of teamwork or to demonstrate the consequences of procrastination. Just make sure the humor is relevant to the topic and not offensive. Humor can be a great tool to help you connect with your audience and make your speech more enjoyable. Just make sure to use it wisely and appropriately. Main idea number 9. Storytelling is a powerful tool for public speaking. It can help to engage your audience and make your message more memorable. Stories can be used to illustrate a point, to provide an example, or to help your audience to better understand your message. When using stories in your public speaking, it is important to choose stories that are relevant to your topic and that will resonate with your audience. You should also make sure that your story is concise and that it has a clear beginning, middle, and end. Additionally, you should practice telling your story so that you can deliver it with confidence and clarity. Storytelling can be a great way to make your public speaking more engaging and memorable. By choosing stories that are relevant to your topic and practicing your delivery, you can ensure that your stories will have a positive impact on your audience. Main idea number 10. Asking questions can be a great way to engage your audience and get them involved in your speech. Questions can help to clarify points, spark discussion, and encourage audience participation. By asking questions, you can also get feedback from your audience and gain insight into their understanding of your message. When crafting questions for your speech, make sure they are relevant to the topic and that they are open-ended. Avoid yes or no questions, as they do not encourage discussion. Instead, ask questions that require your audience to think and reflect on the topic. Additionally, make sure to give your audience enough time to think and respond to your questions. Finally, be sure to listen to your audience's responses and use them to further your message. Ask follow-up questions to further explore their ideas and to help them to better understand your point. By using questions in your speech, you can create a more interactive and engaging experience for your audience. Main idea number 11. Transitions are essential for effective public speaking. They help to keep your speech organized and ensure that your audience can follow your message. Transitions can be used to move from one point to the next, providing a logical flow to your speech. Additionally, transitions can help to emphasize key points and create a more engaging presentation. For example, you might use a transition such as, firstly, or, to begin with, to introduce your first point. You could then use a transition such as, secondly, or, in addition, to introduce your second point. Finally, you could use a transition such as, finally, or, in conclusion, to wrap up your speech. By using transitions, you can ensure that your speech is well-structured and that your audience can easily follow your message. Transitions can also help to emphasize key points and create a more engaging presentation. Main idea number 12. Repetition is a powerful tool for public speaking. By repeating key words and phrases, you can emphasize important points and ensure that your message is remembered. Repetition can help your audience understand and remember your message more easily. For example, if you are discussing the importance of recycling, you might repeat the phrase, reduce, reuse, recycle, throughout your speech. This repetition will help your audience remember the three key steps to reducing waste. Repetition can also be used to create a sense of rhythm and flow in your speech. By repeating certain words or phrases, you can create a cadence that will keep your audience engaged and interested in your message. Finally, repetition can be used to create a sense of urgency or importance. By repeating key words or phrases, you can emphasize the importance of your message and encourage your audience to take action. In summary, repetition is a powerful tool for public speaking. By repeating key words and phrases, you can emphasize important points, create a sense of rhythm and flow, and create a sense of urgency or importance. Main idea number 13. Quotations can be a powerful tool in a speech. They can be used to add credibility to your argument, to illustrate a point, or to provide a memorable phrase. Quotations can also be used to add a sense of authority to your speech. When using quotations, it is important to choose them carefully. Make sure that the quote is relevant to your topic and that it is from a credible source. Additionally, make sure that the quote is not too long or complex. Quotes should be used to enhance your speech, not detract from it. Finally, make sure to give credit to the source of the quote. This will help to add credibility to your speech and demonstrate your knowledge of the topic. Main idea number 14. For example, if you are discussing the importance of communication in the workplace, you could provide an example of a time when effective communication led to a successful outcome. You could explain how a team of employees worked together to solve a problem by communicating their ideas and working together to come up with a solution. This example would help to illustrate the importance of communication in the workplace and how it can lead to successful outcomes. You could also provide an example of a time when ineffective communication led to a negative outcome. You could explain how a team of employees failed to communicate their ideas and ended up with a subpar result. This example would help to illustrate the importance of communication in the workplace and how it can lead to negative outcomes if not done properly. Main idea number 15. Silence can be a powerful tool for public speaking. Pauses can be used to emphasize key points and to give your audience time to reflect on your message. When used effectively, pauses can help to draw attention to the most important parts of your speech and can help to create a more meaningful and memorable experience for your audience. Pauses can also be used to create suspense and to give your audience time to think about what you have said. By using pauses strategically, you can help to ensure that your message is heard and understood by your audience. When using pauses in your speech, it is important to be mindful of the length of the pause. Too short of a pause can make your speech seem rushed and can make it difficult for your audience to understand your message. Too long of a pause can make your speech seem awkward and can make your audience feel uncomfortable. It is important to find the right balance between the two when using pauses in your speech. Using silence in public speaking can be a powerful tool to help you communicate your message effectively. By using pauses strategically, you can help to ensure that your audience understands and remembers your message. Pauses can also be used to create suspense and to give your audience time to think about what you have said. With practice and careful consideration, you can use silence to your advantage in public speaking. Main idea number 16. Technology can be a great way to engage your audience and make your speech more interesting. Using technology such as slides, videos, and audio clips can help to illustrate your points and keep your audience engaged. Slides can be used to provide visual aids to your audience, while videos and audio clips can be used to provide examples or to emphasize a point. Additionally, technology can be used to provide interactive elements to your speech, such as polls or quizzes. This can help to keep your audience engaged and can also provide valuable feedback on how well your speech was received. When using technology in your speech, it is important to make sure that it is used effectively. Make sure that the technology you use is relevant to your topic and that it is easy to understand. Additionally, make sure that the technology you use is compatible with the equipment you have available. Finally, make sure that you practice using the technology before your speech so that you are comfortable with it and can use it effectively. Main idea number 17. Visual imagery can be a powerful tool for public speaking. By using vivid descriptions and metaphors, you can help your audience to better understand and remember your message. For example, if you are discussing the importance of teamwork, you could describe a team of people working together to build a house. You could explain how each person has a different role to play, and how each person's contribution is essential to the success of the project. By using this visual imagery, your audience will be able to better understand and remember your message. You can also use visual imagery to help your audience to better understand abstract concepts. For example, if you are discussing the concept of justice, you could describe a courtroom scene. You could explain how the judge, jury, and lawyers all work together to ensure that justice is served. By using this visual imagery, your audience will be able to better understand and remember your message. Visual imagery can be a great way to engage your audience and help them to better understand your message. Use vivid descriptions and metaphors to help your audience visualize your message. Main idea number 18. Use movement. Movement can be a great way to engage your audience and keep them interested. Use movement such as walking around the stage or gesturing to emphasize your points and keep your audience engaged. You can also use movement to create a sense of energy and excitement in your presentation. For example, you can use your hands to emphasize a point or to draw attention to a particular part of your presentation. Additionally, you can use your body language to convey your message and to create a connection with your audience. By using movement, you can create a more dynamic and engaging presentation that will keep your audience engaged and interested. Movement can also be used to create a sense of flow and continuity in your presentation. For example, you can use your body language to transition from one point to the next. Additionally, you can use movement to create a sense of rhythm and pacing in your presentation. By using movement, you can create a more engaging and dynamic presentation that will keep your audience engaged and interested. Main idea number 19. Eye contact is an important part of public speaking. It helps to create a connection between the speaker and the audience, and it can be used to demonstrate confidence and enthusiasm. When making eye contact, it is important to look at different members of the audience, rather than just focusing on one person. This will help to ensure that everyone in the audience feels included and engaged. Additionally, it is important to maintain eye contact for a few seconds at a time, rather than just quickly glancing at the audience. This will help to create a more meaningful connection. Eye contact can also be used to emphasize certain points in a speech. When making a particularly important point, the speaker can pause and make eye contact with the audience to emphasize the importance of the point. This will help to ensure that the audience is paying attention and will remember the point more clearly. Overall, eye contact is an important part of public speaking. It helps to create a connection between the speaker and the audience, and it can be used to demonstrate confidence and enthusiasm. Additionally, it can be used to emphasize certain points in a speech. By using eye contact effectively, speakers can ensure that their audience is engaged and that their message is being heard. Main idea number 20. Silence can be a powerful way to end your speech. By taking a few moments of silence, you can emphasize your final point and give your audience time to reflect on your message. This can be especially effective if you have been speaking for a long time and your audience is starting to lose focus. The silence will help to bring them back to the present moment and to the importance of your message. When using silence to end your speech, it is important to be mindful of the length of the silence. Too long of a silence can be awkward and uncomfortable for your audience. Aim for a few seconds of silence, just enough to emphasize your point and give your audience time to reflect. This will help to ensure that your speech ends on a strong and meaningful note. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.